Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome in to the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with Danny Mac. Lou Fuse, 14 brands, 10 locations. See more at fuse.com. We have Cardinals baseball coming up on Fox Sports Midwest this afternoon. It'll be noon St. Louis time. It'll be Houston in town to take on the Cardinals, and the Cardinals will have Dakota Hudson on the mound this afternoon. This will be Hudson's third appearance of the spring, but his first start. He's pitched in relief of Jack Flaherty in each of his two appearances. That was back on February 22nd against the Mets, the 27th at Atlanta. Thus far, 4 2/3. He's allowed 2 runs on 4 hits, no walks. He has struck out 5. Of course, Hudson was 16-7 a season ago for the St. Louis Cardinals. Yesterday, the Cardinals win 6-1 over Minnesota, and Tyler O'Neill delivered early on.
3-1 pitch. Base hit into left. Here comes Yachty. Kirilloff, his throw from left field is offline, and O'Neill takes advantage of that, winds up at second, and it's 1-0 Cardinals, and the fine spring of Tyler O'Neill continues.
The Cardinals had 4 runs in the first 2 innings.
Base hit into right field. Edman will score as Yachty delivers with a 2-out hit. 4-0 St. Louis.
Yadier Molina at the plate and also behind the plate.
Kirilloff is running, swung on and missed. Throw by Yachty. Goodbye. It's a double play. 38. New year. Same old Yachty.
Pretty amazing what Yachty is doing and what he is about to accomplish. 1,983 games, fourth most all-time going into the season. Within the first week or so, he'll pass Ozzie for third most all-time. Stan the Man, Lou Brock, Ozzie Smith have the most games played in Cardinals history, and then it's Yadier Molina. Overall, he's 3 games away from tying Tony Pena for sixth all-time in games caught regular season, 79 games shy of Jason Kendall to crack the top 5 all-time. That's Yadier Molina. Coming up, we're going to visit with Derek Gould, and there is a lot of news down here in camp, whether it be KK Kim being scratched from his start, Hennessy Cabrera then made the start, got hurt, Andrew Miller was warming up, then had to sit. We'll talk about Johan Oviedo. He was awesome yesterday. Amundo Sosa making a case to make the Cardinals team. Triad Bank is a full-service financial institution established in 2005 with a mission to provide a wide range of commercial and personal banking services to closely help businesses. You walk through their doors, Jim Regna is there to greet you with a cup of coffee, a soda, a water, sit you down, help you out. They help me out, they can help you. That's Triad Bank, triadbanking.com. We're coming to you in brilliant clarity thanks to Lordo's Diamonds. And up next, we visit with Derek Gould. Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. Time to visit with Derek Gould from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with Danny Mac. It is a Tuesday morning. A reminder that we'll have baseball for you on Fox Sports Midwest coming your way at noon, and the Astros in town. Dakota Hudson gets the start today. Derek, as always, good to visit with you. How are things?
Things are rolling right along. Here we are in March. There will be Major League Baseball and standings by the end of the month, so that's good.
Yeah,
starting to rev things up in the direction of opening day.
Yeah, we're getting there, but we're also getting some clarity on, you know, who could be on the rosters. Unfortunately, some of that clarity is coming because of
injury.
Yeah, injury. And let's start with the...
always does, though, right? Like, it always does.
Let's start with the lefties. KK Kim was supposed to start yesterday and then was pulled back. What's his situation?
Sore groin, minor groin issue that actually... the team trainers and medical staff identified and put him on the kind of a slower program, not one that he complained about, one that he wanted to pitch through a bullpen session instead of starting in the game, which sets him up to start Thursday, one of the split squad games. So they think that they're being hyper proactive, hyper conservative with this. And so did he wanted to pitch So he's delayed by a couple of days, but that doesn't really alter his schedule too much. He was already ahead. So if anything, he's still slightly ahead of other starters, and we'll be fine if he gets through, the next week or so.
Genesis Cabrera had a crack in his nail, so he had to leave the game. What kind, obviously this is not, a shoulder or an elbow, but these things can be monotonous. They can pop up all the time. And sometimes with a pitcher, as you know, it can put them on the sideline for a while. How severe is this?
So he said it's going to be 3 or 4 days. This situation is one that, probably folks know about and then forget year to year. And then every so often it comes up as like a bit of trivia, and it's all kind of, oh, wow, really? That happens all over again. Chris Carpenter wore an acrylic nail because he kept having a cracked fingernail because of how he gripped his cutter.
It was.
And he had such an issue with it, the fingernail, that eventually he just got an acrylic nail and would have that replaced every so often. Adam Wainwright with his curveball has had an acrylic nail at times because of the damage done to the fingernail. And now Genesis that's what he's going to have done. He's going to go have an acrylic nail put there, to give it some stability, some sturdiness. And before people start wigging out, it's not cheating. It's not trying to get a better grip. I mean, it is trying to get a better grip, but it's not trying to doctor the ball or anything like that. This is a pretty common practice because nails are frail. Nails get damaged. I mean, heck, you and I type, or I type for a living, and every so often your nail will get damaged, and that's not throwing a baseball hard or trying to grip one hard. And so acrylic nails are pretty common.
How about Andrew Miller? That's the one that has a lot of cause for concern right now.
Yes, definitely cause for concern. Spoke with him after the game. So he warmed up, started warming up, then stopped and did not appear in the game. Had a similar sensation when he did appear the other day against the Mets. I spoke to him after the game, and he was saying, he just didn't feel right, and we asked where. And he goes, I'm not, like, he really was evasive about that. And I told him that. I said, look, it sounds like you're really being circumspect about this. I don't understand why. And he goes, that's partially because I don't understand. He goes, we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out what it is, what the cause is. He goes, I don't feel pain, but there's a sensation that is different. The concern obviously is the nerve issue that we've seen other pitchers have. To varying degrees. I mean, Cecil missed a lot of time because he was having problems with, kind of nerves and getting a feel for pitches and, just lacking the sensation on his any tactile feel for the ball or any snap, anything that he could do release. But it took a while to find out why. Chris Carpenter, we've mentioned him now twice. He also had that similar thing. Jaime Garcia had that thing. Dominic Leone last year had some nerve trouble that was complicating how his feel for the pitches were. So this happens. The severity of it and the cause behind it are the two key steps here now for Andrew Miller.
I thought Brett Cecil, by the way, was much better.
As good as we've seen him.
Yeah, much better yesterday than we've, seen him in a long, long time. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought that was the best we'd seen him since he wore another uniform. Yeah, and that was taking into the game what we've seen, in bullpens and in some live sessions, especially kind of that real snap to his breaking pitch. He's obviously having to learn to pitch at a different velocity level than he had. Maybe some of that will come back with arm strength. Maybe it never will, but he's learning how to pitch with, that movement that he's always had. Until really his time with the Cardinals. And so it's a more familiar break. It's a sharper break. It's a tougher break. It's a real deceptive pitch. Then I thought, we saw him use that more effectively than ever. The other day,
Johan Oviedo pitched on his birthday yesterday.
Very impressive.
And he told me in spring training, one of his goals and dreams is to pitch to Yadier Molina. And I found it interesting. Yadi had 3 at-bats, and he went back out to get behind the plate defensively to catch the second inning for Oviedo. And, man, he was impressive, wasn't he?
Yeah. Molina, that was on purpose, as you know. I mean, you kind of outlined it well there, that Molina get a chance to look at Oviedo, but also Oviedo get a chance to work with Molina. Molina has been very, very active this spring, moving around really well. Oviedo, there were, I received some messages just about how different he looked from people who had scouted him in the past. And I had a long talk with the birthday boy, as you called him, just saying, hey, you know, and I just want to get some background on him and everything like that. But one of the things he mentioned is that he's just significantly reduced his body fat. He changed his nutrition, to change the type of food he was eating. And then, you know, allowed some of that athleticism to come out. He's added strength. Obviously, he's matured, early 20s, so he's started to fill out his frame. But to do so in a leaner, more agile way, and what that has done, Dan, is brought some balance to the delivery that used to be a lot of different places. And with a more sound, a more lithe delivery, you know, more athleticism within that delivery, he's also more consistent, and he's got two pitches that stand out. We'll see if that means that he moves rapidly as a reliever. He's got two other pitches that he can work with, one he could really improve upon, and see where it goes. You know, a changeup, if he could get that better, then that might be what separates him as from reliever to starter, like still. But the slider's wicked. The fastball has life and horsepower, and he can throw 100 if he wants to. And then he also fiddles in with a curve that he's got a lot of experience with, but, you know, needs to sharpen a little bit.
I thought it was interesting comments that you just made, because I was told he'll come out like gangbusters in that first inning, and then the second inning, you will see a drop in velocity. And a lot of people are like, well, the lower half isn't there, and he gets mechanically out of whack. And we're not seeing that, though, in this camp, are we?
No, that you're right. I mean, one time, so early on, he was like all arm, right? And didn't have access to what was a really strong, you know, frame. And, you know, they saw, okay, well, here's a guy who's going to grow into that frame. But he had also like take advantage of like getting some lean strength to the frame too, as well, Dan. And he's really done that. And, you know, people will watch him, and the fact that he can duplicate the delivery more, you know, it was like, he's like a high motor pitcher, right? Go out there, rev it up, and then have a break between innings and the cool down, and then unable to kind of rev it up again. Search for the mechanics, just like you described. And, you know, then ease off the throttle a little bit because he needed to throw strikes, and he's not throwing strikes all that consistently. And all of a sudden that slider isn't breaking like it was. There was just a lot of deterioration to the consistency of his game the longer he got. And then that brings up the conversation of being a reliever. It's just that he, you know, he had the frame and the access to pitches that it's like, okay, how do you sharpen that? How do you mold that into a starter? And he's really done well to change and improve his body type so that he can make the most of his athleticism.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. And finally, I thought it was a really good game for Edmundo Sosa. He was at second. Yep. He was at short. He got a sack fly. He's hitting the ball on the button. He's making a case, Derek, in my mind, to be a guy on this bench.
I agree. It's an interesting thing, though. I mean, I think he's also making a really strong case to be the starting shortstop at Memphis and the first guy up if the Cardinals need a shortstop for a long time, right?
Like, sure.
He's like in a really interesting spot because he can be optioned out, and I could absolutely see the Cardinals going, okay, is it better to have Edmundo Sosa playing every day in rhythm, getting those at bats, being productive in the field as a staple and some stability there in Memphis? And then if Paul DeJong, if something happens to him and he misses a week or 2 weeks, or, you know, there's an injury that they want to avoid and it's something more significant, then Edmundo Sosa's in rhythm. He hasn't, you know, been collecting dust on the bench. He's ready to go. And we've seen them do that before. And I wonder if that's how this ends for him, even though he has a really impressive spring.
Derek, as always, great info. Getting a lot of response from this from Cardinal fans. They love the daily reports Monday through Friday. Thanks for doing it, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Dan, we'll have plenty to talk about. There's no shortage of topics here.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network. And you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.